chapter 4. We'd like to read the 35th verse through verse 1 of chapter 5. And we hope that the message will encourage our hearts, draw us closer to the Lord, give us greater desire to just keep on. And in Mark chapter 4, we'll begin reading with verse 35. And the same day, when the even was come, he, that is Jesus, saith unto them, that is his disciples, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he, Jesus, was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he, Jesus, arose, rebuked the wind, said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? And then notice the first part of verse 1. Remember in verse 35, let us pass over unto the other side. Now verse 1, and they came over unto the other side. I want to take our message today from those words. Let us pass over unto the other side. I want to speak today on the subject is on our way to the other side. We're on our way to heaven. These verses describe a storm on the Sea of Galilee. When the Lord and His disciples were crossing it, they describe a miracle that Jesus Christ performed in calming the storm. Matthew, Mark, and Luke were all inspired of the Holy Spirit of God to record this event. Now, there are many valuable lessons in this passage of Scripture, but again, we want to take the main thought from those words, let us pass over to the other side. Because I believe those words are very descriptive. I believe they're very descriptive of the Christian life. For we that are saved are doing just that. Today, we are passing over unto the other side. And I'm afraid many times as you and I live our lives, at least I do, many times as I live my life, I forget where it is that I'm headed. I am headed to the other side. And I'm not only headed there, but I'm going to get there. No matter how many storms I have to go through, no matter how many winds there are, no matter how many rains there are, every child of God, everyone who's been chosen before the foundation of the world, will get to the other side. Amen. There is nothing that can keep us from getting to the other side. And again, we would remind you there of chapter 5 and verse 1, and they came over unto the other side. And that's where we're headed today. We're on our way to the other side. But we want to notice seven things in these verses that take place as we are on our way to the other side. The first thing we want to notice is our voyage to the other side is with Jesus Christ. In other words, we do not go alone. We see that again in verse 35. Jesus is doing the speaking, and he says, let us. Let us. He did not say, you all go to the other side. He said, let us pass over to the other side. So we see that Jesus Christ was present with them. And he is present with us. Not one of us goes alone. Every one of us that know the Lord today are on our way to the other side, and none of us go alone. Jesus Christ goes with us. If we look above, He is there. If we look to our right, He is there. If we look to our left, He is there. If we look behind us, He is there. If we look ahead of us, He is there. If we look above us, He is there. If we look below us, He is there. Everywhere we look, He is there.
Amen, brother.
As we're on our way to the other side. There ain't anywhere I can go today on my way to the other side where He isn't. He's there. He's there before I get there. And He knows what He's going to do before I get there. So we see we do not go alone. The one who goes with us is the one whom Herod could not kill. No matter how hard he tried, Herod could not kill him. The one who goes with us is the one whom Satan could not subdue. The one who goes with us today is the one that death could not hold. And it's that God that is with us as we're on our way to the other side. The one, the very same one who walked with Enoch goes with us. The very same one who rode with Noah in the ark goes with us. The very same one who was with Moses goes with us. The very same one who was with Joshua goes with us. The very same one who was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in that fiery furnace is the same one that goes with us. We do not go alone. We may feel like it sometimes, but we do not go alone. The very one who opened the eyes of the blind, the very one who unplugged the ears of the deaf, the very one who cleansed the lepers, the very one who healed the sick, the very one who fed the hungry and sympathized with the sad and wept with Mary and Martha and raised Lazarus from the dead is the very one who goes with us today. And I'm afraid there are many times that we forget. We not only forget where we're headed, we forget who it is that goes with us as we're on our way. The one who is the very image of the invisible God. Emmanuel, God with us. He is the one who goes with us. The one who possesses all power in heaven and earth goes with us. The one who came and paid our sin debt to the full. The one that Brother Sinek just talked about is the one who goes with us today. I'm on my way to heaven. I'm on my way to the other side. And it's not just an idea that goes with me. It's not just an abstract that goes with me, but it is the living Christ.
Amen.
The Lord of all. The King of kings and Lord of lords. Goes with us. So the first thing we see is that we do not go alone. We do not go alone. Secondly, we see that our voyage to the other side should be in obedience. Jesus said, "Let us pass over to the other side," in verse 35. And then in verse 36 we read, "And when they had sent the multitude away, they took him even as he was in the ship." That is, they did exactly what Jesus told them to do. We today are on our way to the other side. And what are we to be doing as we're on our way to the other side? Exactly what the Lord told us to do.
Amen.
Nothing more, nothing less. Simply what He tells us to do. So as we're on our way to the other side, we are to be actively engaged in doing the will of God. We are to be actively engaged in doing thus saith the Lord. You and I know today that we live in perilous times. No one will argue that. We live in a time where men and women are lovers of themselves. They are covetous, they are boasters, they are proud, they are blasphemers, they are disobedient to parents, they're unthankful, they're unholy, etc. But what are we to do? Whatever the Lord has told us. How are we to act as He told us that? How are we to live? Just like He told us to live. How are we to dress? Just like He told us to dress. On our way to the other side, we are to be obedient to Him. So we see we do not go alone. We're to go in obedience. But then thirdly, our voyage to the other side is with trial. There's some storms that we go through. Verse 37. And there arose, and I want to say it arose without warning. There arose a great storm of wind. The result of the wind was the waves began to rise. And the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full or being filled. In Matthew's account, in Matthew 8 and verse 24, we read, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. And then in Luke's account, in Luke 8 and verse 23, we read, there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy, or were in great danger. So here the disciples are. They are doing exactly what the Lord told them to do. They are obediently following Jesus Christ. They had been attending unto His ministry. They had been listening unto His word. And yet while they're obeying Christ, yet while they're doing exactly what He told them to do, without warning, the winds began to blow. The waves began to rise. The waves began to beat into that ship. And the ship began to rock back and forth. And if they looked down, they would see that the ship was filling with water. And they were in danger. They were in danger of dying because they said, Master, Master, carest thou not that we perish? They thought they were going to die. When they set out, I believe the waters were calm. I believe the skies were probably clear. And all of a sudden, without any warning, a storm came. You and I all know that on our way to the other side, there's going to be some storms. There's going to be some winds. There's going to be some rain. There's going to be some waves. And sometimes our boat is going to fill with water. And sometimes it's going to appear that we're not going to make it. But we're all going to get to the other side. You see, we all get through the storm. So we see here that they were in great danger. They thought they were going to be destroyed. We see that smooth waters can be stirred into a great storm, without any warning. And as we journey the other side, there are going to be, and perhaps there already are for some, there are going to be days of misery. There are going to be days of affliction. There are going to be days of adversity. There are going to be days of trouble. There are going to be days of sorrow. There are going to be days of mourning. But don't forget where you're headed. You're headed to the other side. And if you're saved by the grace of God, you're going to make it. You're going to get safely to the other side. You're going to get through all the storms, and you're going to step over unto the other side. There will be satanic attacks against us. The devil desires to have each and every one of us. He seeks to get advantage of us. He seeks to entrap us. He seeks to deceive us. The devil is going to attack us. The devil is going to attack us personally. But do not forget where you're headed. You're headed to the other side. Do not forget who goes with you as you're on your way to the other side. And perhaps this is our situation today. Perhaps you're out there. The winds are blowing. They're all blowing against you. All the rain is coming down upon you. All the waters of the sea are rising up and the waves are coming at you. And your boat is filling with water. And you know you're going to sink. You know you can't make it. But don't forget where you're headed. You're on your way to the other side. If you know God, if the Lord has saved your soul, I assure you today you'll make it. You'll make it to the other side through all the storms. And let us not forget where we're headed. Maybe many storms. But every day, I'm headed to the other side. There ain't a single day that I live that I'm not on my way to the other side. And I'm getting closer and closer every moment of every day. Some of us are almost there. We're almost there. We can almost see it. We're almost there. Just hang on a little longer. The winds may be blowing. The rains may be coming down. The waves may be coming at you. But just hang on. Remember where you're headed. And remember who it is that goes with you. Every single day, I'm saved. There isn't a day that I wake up that I'm not saved. Every single day I wake up and I'm saved and I'm headed to the other side. Every day I wake up, I'm justified. Every day I wake up, I'm a child of God. Every single day I'm saved. And I'm saved all day long. Every day, and all day long of every day, I'm headed to the other side. But oh, I lose sight of that. I forget where I'm headed. But I pray today that we can remember where it is that we're headed for. We're headed to the other side. Notice fourthly, on our way to the other side, things are not always what they appear. We see the storm came down on that lake. And the boat in which they were sailing was being tossed to and fro. The boat was filling with water. They were in danger of sinking. They were soaking wet. I can picture them in my mind. They're struggling with all of their might to keep that boat afloat. They're doing everything they can to keep that boat from sinking. And it appeared that Jesus didn't know a thing about it. He was sound asleep. It appeared that he didn't know anything about the rain. It appeared that he didn't know anything about the wind. It appeared that he didn't know anything about the waves. It appeared that he didn't know their boat was filling with water. But I assure you today, he knew. And there are times today, there are times on our way to the other side, the storms are raging, the wind is very real, we can feel it, we can feel the rain, we can see the waves, we can see our boat is filling with water, we can see our boat is sinking, and it appears that Jesus is asleep. Many times that's the case. We know He's not, but sometimes it does appear that way. And that makes the storm even worse. But I assure you today that He knew all about the rain. He knew all about the winds. He knew all about the waves. He sent them. He knew all about their struggles. He knew all about the confusion that was going on at that time. Can you imagine the confusion? He knew all about the fears that had gotten a hold of them. Not only that, he knew what he was going to do. He knew what he was going to do all along. He knew when he put those disciples in the boat that he was going to send the rains. He knew he was going to send the winds. He knew he was going to send the waves. He knew he was going to cause their boat to fill with water. And he knew he was going to stop it all. And I believe that's true today as well. You see, it may appear today that you're all by yourself. It may appear that no one cares. But I want to assure you today that there is one who does care. Jesus Christ. He not only cares, He knows. He knows. And He knows exactly what He's going to do. We're on our way to the other side. Things don't always seem, but things do not always appear correctly. But today, again, if your boat is filling with water and you're about to sink and you think no one cares, I prayed and prayed and prayed and the Lord doesn't answer. Just keep on praying. Just keep on crying out unto God. He knows. He knows. And when the winds are blowing, don't forget where you're headed. When the rains are coming down, you're soaking wet, you're filled with fear, you're filled with confusion, you're struggling with all your might, don't forget where it is, you're headed. Let us not get our eyes off of that. Fifthly, on our way to the other side, there are many miracles. They cried out of fear and showed a great lack of faith, I suppose, when they said, "Master, carest thou not that we perish? Master, don't you know we're dying? Don't you care?" You ever feel that way? You ever get there? Then Jesus arose. Without any fear, without any anxiety, with perfect calmness, Jesus stood up. And Jesus said, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. In all their struggles, they couldn't make that wind stop blowing. And you struggle all you want to, you won't stop the winds from blowing. In all their struggles, they couldn't stop the rains from coming down. In all their struggles, they couldn't keep up with the fact that their boat was filling with water. They couldn't stop the rain, they couldn't stop the wind, they couldn't stop the waves, and neither can we. And all he had to do was stand up and say, "Peace, and everything's calm." He can do that at any moment. We may be in the midst of the storm. We may think we can't go on any further. We're going to drown for sure. We're going to die for sure. And Jesus said, "Peace." And there's calm. You see, there isn't anyone today that can calm the storms like Jesus. He's the great storm calmer. He can calm your heart just like that. All he has to do is speak. And it's done. Oh, that I would learn this. Because I struggle and struggle and struggle, get filled with anxiety, get filled with fear, and cry out to God, "Oh God, don't you care?" And all he does is say, "Peace." And there's a calm. If you're here today, and again, your boat is filling with water. The winds are blowing, the rains are coming down, you're soaking wet, you're doing everything you can, but you're not getting anywhere. Just keep looking to the master of the storm. He can stop it at any stopping. He can give you the calm at any time. The whole picture here is filled with difficulty, but not for the Lord. The whole picture is filled with fear, but not with the Lord. The whole picture is a sense of emergency, but not with the Lord. He just very calmly, peace. Peace. The Lord can do that with the unsaved sinner also. Let's say peace. And there is calm. Sixthly, on our way to the other side, faith is a necessity. Disciples came to Jesus with trembling hearts, with trembling with minds filled with fear and doubt. Don't you see a lot of fear in those words, Master, carest thou not that we perish? I see a lot of doubt in those words. I also see a lot of gloom in those words. And we all get there, filled with fear, filled with doubt, and all we can see is gloom. We forget where we're headed. We forget who it is that goes with us. But after Jesus calmed the storm, he said in verse 40, "How is it that you have no faith?" Luke put it this way, "Where is your faith?" You see, sometimes it's like we have no faith at all. And then there's other times where we misplace our faith.
Yes, amen.
You're putting your faith in your boat today, you're going to sink. Because it's filling with water. We misplace our faith. We can put our faith in jobs. We can put our faith in people. We can put our faith in things. We can put our faith in a lot of different places. But it's misplaced if it's not in the Lord. And the best way to get through the storms is to see Him. You see, they could see the sky darkening. They could see that it was raining. They could see that the winds were blowing. They could see their boat was filling with water. The problem was, they also saw Jesus sound asleep and thought that he didn't care. You see, on our way to the other side, we're not to walk by sight. We'll walk by faith.
Praise the Lord, brother.
Amen. I believe a lot of times people just don't know what it is to walk by faith.
Amen.
To walk by faith does not mean that we do not see and feel the rain. That's plain stupidity. If you can't see and feel the rain, something's wrong. Faith doesn't block out the rain. We can still see the rain. Faith does not mean that we can't see the waves coming at us. Faith doesn't mean that you can't see that your boat's filling with water. But faith simply means this: even though you can hear, you can see and feel the rains, you can see the waves coming at you, you can see that your boat is filling with water, you see that God is able.
Amen.
Through it all. That's faith.
Amen.
You can see all the affliction, you can see all the adversity, but through it all you see that He is able.
Amen.
And you put your trust and you lean upon Him and you depend upon Him through the entire storm. That's faith. That's faith. To ignore what's going around you is not faith, that's ignorance. But through all the storms, we're to be able to see the Lord. And then lastly, our voyage to the other side ends in victory. Chapter 5, verse 1, they came over unto the other side. And I believe with all my heart that everyone He came to save will be brought safely to the other side. They will be brought through all the rains. They'll be brought through all the winds and all the waves and all the troubles along the way. They'll be brought safely through it all. Do you believe that today? Your boat's filling with water. Do you believe today that you're on your way to the other side? Do you believe you're going to make it? Do you believe He's going to get you there? And we need to look up. We need to get our eyes on the right thing. You see, there's coming a day. There's coming a day. In spite of all the rains, there's coming a day when we're going to step over to the other side. There's coming a day, in spite of all the winds, in spite of all the waves, we're going to arrive to their side. And when we get to the other side, we won't be disappointed. We just can't describe it. There's not enough words to describe the other side. We know that on the other side, there'll be no more sin. No more. No more adultery. No more fornication. No more uncleanness. No more idolatry. No more strife. No more lying. No more stealing. All sin will be gone. Gone forever. And all the effects of sin will be gone. There will be no more crying. There will be no more pain. There will be no more death. There will be no more funeral homes. There will be no more cemeteries. There will be no more hospitals. There will be no more emergency rooms. It will all be gone. And we're on our way. And we're getting closer and closer and closer every day. Do not despair. We're all that know the Lord are going to come to the other side. We don't know what we might have to go through to get there. There'll be trials. There'll be tribulations. There will be afflictions. There will be sorrows. There will be times when we have no faith at all. There will be times when everything seems to be going against us. There will be times when it seems that nobody cares, and it doesn't even appear that the Lord's aware. Through it all, we get to the other side. I hope and pray today, you and I that know the Lord, do not forget where we're headed. We're headed to the other side. That we do not lose sight of the other side. That we do not lose sight
of the controller of the storms. He can send a storm just like that. Your life may be a perfect calm right now. A minute from now, it can be a storm all around you. And vice versa. Your whole world may seem to be falling apart right now, and I'm telling you, in a minute from now, it can all be over. But one day soon, it's all going to be over. And we'll safely get to the other side.